If you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you are the author.
That you are the author.
Of the finisher.
Of the finisher.
Of your word.
Of your word.
In me.
In me.
When it comes in.
When it comes in.
I can light it up.
I can light it up.
And take it to the bank.
And take it to the bank.
Or I can reject.
Or I can reject.
And let it be.
And let it be.
Of no effect. It's up to me. Amen?
Amen?
We're going into Psalm 91.
My favorite.
Psalms 91. And I was pressed to make sure that I use the Amplified. How this is going to work with what God brought forth, I don't know the answer to that. But I want to give you verse 14 is the one that I really want you to focus on. Because he has set his love upon me. Because he has set his love upon me. Because. Many years back, when Gino was in Pinecrest preparing for his walk with the Lord in a different way before he was ordained, he mentioned that they were in a chapel. I don't know whether it was a Sunday service, Tuesday, whatever, Monday. I don't know what it was. But one of the ladies that was in that group began to sing a song. He has set his love upon me, even me, even me. He has set his love upon me, even me, even me. Sing it with me. He has set his love upon me, even me, even me. He has set his love upon me, even me, even me. He will lift me up in his arms. He will lift me up in his arms. Be a shield from all harm, from all harm. He will lift me up in his arms. Be a shield. Be a shield from all harm, from all harm. When you're in the midst of a challenge that you can't understand, the darkness tries to overwhelm you, and he tries to separate you from the love that you are the recipient of because of what Jesus has done. I want you to back it up to verse 8. Only a spectator shall you be. Inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, verse 9, and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near you or your tent. For he will give his angels especially charge over you, to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lions and the serpents shall you trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name or my nature, and has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and I will, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, I skipped verse 1 on purpose, because I really believe that if it wasn't for all the rest of the results, verse 1 might not have the value that it does. When I dwell in the secret place, it's not he who, it's when I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then he will deliver me from the snares of the fowler, from the deadly pestilence, etc. He will cover me with his pinions, and under his wings shall you thrust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of terror by night, of the night, nor of the arrows, the evil plots and slander of the wicked that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in the darkness, nor the destruction and the sudden death that surprises and lays waste at noonday. For 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be. I love this part. You're going to watch things that are happening around you. And you're going to be knowing that you are at a distance, but in a safe place. A spectator is what you are. You yourself, inaccessible, in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. I don't relish watching anybody getting punished. But I've watched many people choose consistently to go in reverse. Mm-hmm. And instead of letting the Holy Spirit blow away the leaves of the carnal mind, you see, some people go back and they pick them back up. And they put them back on their heads and they wear them well with pride. I know what I'm doing and I know why I'm doing what I'm doing and I like what I'm doing. I'm comfortable with what I'm doing and don't give me your word or the word of the Lord. I don't want to hear it. And all I can tell you is, as the Lord leads, intercede. As the Lord leads, intercede. Trust that he will deal with those that are angry with you, that don't like you giving out love, giving out compassion, giving out grace, giving out mercy, giving out whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do, because you see, you're going to witness the Antichrist in them pushing and shoving. And you will witness it. And Saint, this word, saints, believe me, you will see how he deals with the darkness. So be conscious of this. And that particular psalm brings a lot of light in the Amplified, because it makes it clear that as you dwell in that secret place, As you focus on that ladder, which is Christ Jesus, you will be able to be in that comfortable place, even if everything is shattered around you. And it's not comfortable watching things shatter. It's not comfortable watching someone reap the choices that they have made. But you can't change the other person. The only person you can change by submission, is you. Amen. John?
Well, amen. So we're going to go on a trip. The trip can be declared things God's way.
Say that again.
Things God's way. Whenever I speak, I like to be well prepared. So you've seen me speak before, and I have pages and pages of notes. This time, actually, walking back from the restroom, I said, Lord, I'm not prepared to speak that. He said, how old am I? I said, how old are you? And you're the Ancient of Days. Do you think I'm prepared to speak? Okay, Lord, I get it.
I receive that.
I get it. So, Holy Spirit, you have my tongue, you have my mouth. I put my mind on park.
Good.
Because no one wants to hear what my mind has to say. And Lord, this is walking by faith because I have no idea what you're going to say. So let's experience this together. Thank you, Jesus. During worship, so this is very fresh, the Lord spoke to me the following. If we would just take a minute. Close your eyes. Don't take notes right now. Holy Spirit, I commend to each one of us the ability to hear the Father's heart. The blood of Jesus right now cleanse our minds from all thoughts that would be contrary to hearing your heart, Father God. The word came and said, the breastplate of righteousness, which was seen in the dream as tarnished, but actually Christ's dried blood is on that breastplate of righteousness. My people are too sin conscious, but I paid the price in full. Past sin, current sin, and future sin. For my spirit could not indwell you if the sin had not been removed completely.
Amen.
For the blood of animals covered the sin in old times. It only covered the sin. But my son's blood removes the sin.
Thank you.
Don't say that you are working on becoming righteous, or that you're just a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
You are righteous.
Amen.
I am declares that you are righteous, and no power on earth or heaven can overpower my declaration. You are my righteous ones. After the Lord spoke, I said, okay, Lord, where would you have me go to speak this to the body? So I would direct you to 1 John. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading from Amplified. We are writing about the word of life in him who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard, whom we have seen with our own eyes, whom we have gazed upon for ourselves and have touched with our own hands. And the life, which is an essential aspect of his being, was revealed, made manifest and demonstrated as we saw, as eyewitnesses, and are testifying to and declare you the life, the eternal life in him, who already existed with the Father and who actually was made visible and revealed to us, his followers. Now this correlates, and in the high priestly prayers, it's called in John 17. Before Christ went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed this prayer to his Father, that even as he and Father are one, we would be one with them. With
Amen.
Him. One of the treks that I'm on is a trek that's deeper and more costly than I had expected, frankly. It is those bricks. It is the attributes of God. So I ask Father, Father, show me your attributes. Show me your nature. And as I said that, the degree of the degree by which how absurd it is that I could, with the human language, explain and describe the nature of God just kind of bowled me over. I said, Lord, you know, this isn't even possible. With him, all things are possible. I understand that when words are spoken, the Holy Spirit can grab those words and can change it and speak to your heart the Amen. Truth,
Amen.
Regardless of the human English or other translation, other languages, words that were spoken. I understand that. So verse 4, and we are now writing these things to you so that your joy, whenever you read something, understand what is the purpose of what the author wanted to accomplish. Many, many things are written to deceive. Many things are written in our culture to accuse you. So when the accuser comes, as he did this morning with me as I was waking up, the defense is, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am not righteous because of anything that I have done.
Amen.
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 I saw this image of this breastplate and a person trying to scratch off the blood of Jesus off the breastplate because they wanted to make themselves righteous.
Yeah.
So we are now writing these things to you so that our joy in seeing you included may be full and your joy may be complete. Joy is so important. And I was praying the other day and I said, Lord, you know, I don't know how long it's been since I've had real joy. For what was set before him, the Lord went to the cross because of the joy that was set before him. What does he get joy in?
Loving us.
Say?
Loving us.
Loving us. Seeing us grow mature. Seeing his spirit. Seeing himself in us. He said to me, you have been raised and live presently in a culture of rebellion and lawlessness.
Correct.
Is it any wonder that that rebellion and lawlessness has invaded my people? And the only way that rebellion and lawlessness can invade his people is if we agree with that and we disagree with his word, saying that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And this is the message of promise, which we have heard from him and are now reporting to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. But now, wait a minute. Didn't Jesus pray in John 17 that we would be one with him, even as he is one with the Father? Amen. And he and the Father are one. But here it says that God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So my mind goes on tilt because it says, well, which is true? The answer is they both are. But we see things as our soul wants to see them, not as he sees us.
Amen. Totally.
So if we say we are partakers together and enjoy fellowship with him when we live and move and are walking about in darkness, we are both speaking falsely and do not live and practice the truth. What we just said, right? Which is true. The truth is that we are one with him. And that there is no darkness in us. But if we really are living and walking in the light as he himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses, removes us from all sin and guilt, keeps us cleansed from sin and all its forms and manifestations. The blood on that breastplate is not fresh because he is not continually sacrificing his blood for new sin.
Doesn't need to.
It was paid once.
Amen.
And for all.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
When we think about the sin, quote unquote, we have in our life, we insult the blood of Christ. Wow. Let us never be in that position. We frequently, our soul will say, our way is better than your way. That is rebellion. That is witchcraft, as we've heard before. If we say we have no sin, refusing to admit that we are sinners, we delude and lead ourselves astray. Uh-huh. And the truth, which is the gospel, presents is not in us, does not dwell in our hearts. So here we have perspectives. We need to understand how God sees us. Because the only way we could go before Father God and request, petition, glorify, worship, praise, do anything, is if there we are under the righteousness. We are under the blood. We are in the blood. I think it might have been Susan that had a vision. And there are two flights of stairs. And there was a person to her left, and he was looking at the flight of stairs over there. She's looking at the flight of stairs over here. And he says, what should I do? She says, well, go up the stairs. So he goes up the stairs, and she's waiting for him, and finally says, you know, what do you see? He says, I see an opening, which is the eye of God. And he looks back to her. And she's like, well, look! You know, you're there. What does God see? How many would like to see through the eye of God? Mm-hmm. He says, I see all creation with a red tint.
Yeah.
Which is the blood of Christ. Mm. So now she's excited to run up her flight of stairs. And she gets a confirming word of what she sees up there. That Father looks at us through Christ's blood.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for not seeing us as we sometimes see ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, how many understand that the Holy Spirit was constrained from entering into the prophets of the Old Testament because the sin offering of the blood of animals only covered the sin.
Amen.
And if the Holy Spirit entered the Old Testament person, it would be new wine going in old wineskins and would literally rip it apart.
Rip it up.
Because the new wineskin wasn't there yet.
Right.
The old wineskins couldn't handle the work of the Holy Spirit. And the mystery that they talk about. You know, God indwelling us. How is that even possible? In the natural, it isn't. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises. His own nature and promises. He is forgiveness. It's not an act. He is forgiveness. He is the Lamb of God. Jumping quickly over to 2. My little children, that's 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the righteous. That's New King James Amplified. My little children, I write to you these things so that you may not violate God's law and sin. But if anyone should sin, we have an advocate, one who will intercede for us, and in fact, one who is already interceding,
amen,
constantly interceding for us with the Father. It is Jesus Christ, the righteous, upright, just, who conforms to the Father's will in every purpose, thought, and action. I'm going to let you go through 1 John 2 yourself. Holy Spirit, is there anything else here that you need right now? So verse 4, wrapping things up. Whoever says, I know him, I perceive, recognize, and understand him, I'm acquainted with him, but fails to keep and obey his commandments, his teaching is a liar, and the truth of the gospel is not in him. I heard someone speaking recently about the sacrifice of having to obey, the sacrifice of having to do this and do that and do the other thing, and it was all do, 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 do.
Hmm.
And when you're in works, it's all about do, do. Okay? And every time he went farther and farther, I'm listening. I'm here, okay, so I hear what this person's saying. It's all about works. And the Holy Spirit just kind of dropped this into my spirit. He says, isn't it amazing of how hard they think it is to do right? But when you set your heart on me, right happens.
Amen.
We all know the bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new bumper sticker. Right happens when your heart is set on him. It's not an effort. It's not, oh man, you know, there's this tremendous burden, right, of keeping all letters of law. People say, you know, some people say, I kept the Ten Commandments. Great. Well, there's 628 more commandments in the Old Testament. How are you doing with those? You know? So, the summary position is we are the righteousness of God in Christ. And as we continue to see ourselves as he sees us, we will walk in more and more glory. We will walk his glory, not ours. We will walk in that comfortable place of peace. In the dream, the inside area where there was peace and peace reigned. And peace reigned. And peace reigned. Thank you, Lord.
So he who dwells
in the secret place, that is.
He who dwells, amen?
Amen.
Just bow your heads. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We've had spiritual food. Now we're going to have natural food. Bless it all. But mostly what you've already fed us. And let it confirm by your Holy Ghost what you've prepared in the days ahead. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Did you notice they melted together? Did you notice they melted together? Did you notice they melted together? Did you notice?